At the top of our program today, two-time Olympic boxing gold medalist Claressa Shields is back home in Michigan. After her stunning and historic victory last Sunday at the Games in Rio, Shields received a hero's welcome yesterday when she landed in her hometown of Flint. Current State's Kevin Lavery was there for the homecoming. Kevin, what did the moment feel like at the airport?
Mark, it's really hard to find just the right words. Pride, jubilation, happiness. Claressa Shields landed around 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon to join a press conference that was already underway. She is the first boxer, male or female, to win gold medals in back-to-back Olympic Games. Remember, she won top honors 4 years ago in London for the 2012 Games, and that made her the first female American boxing gold medalist. It was such a wonderful event in Flint, not just for her family and friends, but also for her supporters, and there are many. And for a city that's not had a lot of good news to celebrate as of late, this was truly a moment to savor. Bright shafts of light streamed through the towering windows of the main terminal at Flint's Bishop International Airport on Tuesday. The golden sun struck just the right tone as people gathered excitedly to see hometown girl Claressa Shields bearing the gold medal she'd clinched just 2 days before. To the world, Shields' accomplishment was historic. Her victory in Rio secured her place as the only boxer ever to win gold in two consecutive Olympic Games. But to Flint, a city that's tasted both struggle and success, Claressa's personal journey meant something even more. Flint Mayor Karen Weaver tried to articulate that feeling as the crowd awaited Claressa's triumphant return.
Because she has shown us what faith and determination and belief in yourself can get you. If you stay focused and you have that kind of strength and faith, you can overcome whatever is put in front of you, like we're going to do here in Flint. And she has put us on the map for something positive. We've been telling people, stay tuned. There's going to be a part two to our story, and she has gotten part two started. So we are excited, we're happy, and we cannot wait to have Miss Claressa Shields come on so we can show her some real Flint love. Thank you.
A few more dignitaries expressed similar thoughts, and then the moment arrived.
Welcome, right here, to Bishop International Airport, your world traveler, the two-time back-to-back women's Olympic gold medal champion. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Direct from Rio de Janeiro, and the 2016 Summer Olympic Games, none other than Miss Claressa Shields!
Claressa Shields strode into the terminal, radiating confidence. But more tender emotions were not far beneath the surface.
I want to thank all y'all for coming, all y'all who watched. This journey to the 2016 Games was way different than 2012. Was it hard? No, the fights weren't. But just the journey, and there was a lot of times where I had to, you know, talk to God about everything that I had going on, and just the fact that I actually did it, that's what really moves me, because I'm just thankful, you know. It was so hard to get there. And I moved out of Flint last year to Colorado Springs, and I haven't seen my mom in 3 months, and I just seen her today.
As she spoke about her victory and thanked her supporters, Claressa seemed to bob and weave between moments of bravado and disbelief. It was obvious she had carried her affection for Flint into the ring in Rio.
Every round, even when I felt myself getting tired, I was like, you're not going to hit me. I'm not going to let you hit me while my people watching. We've been hit enough. So I just want to say thank you all for coming. And, you know, let's all come together and let's beat this water crisis and let's beat whatever else that the city got to beat. And the only way we're going to do that is if we come together as a community. It takes a village to raise a child. And I want you guys to know that no matter how big I get, don't ever be scared to ask me for a picture. Or write me and ask me for some advice, because I'm always going to be here for y'all. And I love Flint. This is where I came up at. Thank y'all.
Then it was time for some Q&A from the press. The first question, is she considering going pro?
You know, depending on the opportunities that come, I had a couple promoters write me already. Me and my team got to sit down and figure out what we're going to do. You know, figure out what's the best option to, one, you know, get these endorsement deals. And then also, two, you know, professional women's boxing is not nowhere near on the same, you know, attention level as the Olympics are. You know, I get way more attention than any female boxer who's professional right now with me being an amateur. So the goal is to go professional but still have that same attention, have that same mainstream, and hopefully if I even have the rule change that the women professionals can come back and fight can fight the Olympics, I will go professional and fight on TV and make a bunch of money, but then come back and defend my 2 gold medals in 2020. So.
Any talk of commercial endorsements, which never materialized after her first gold medal win during the 2012 Games in London, quickly turned to Clarissa's worldview. She urged children who faced the same hardships she did growing up in Flint not to lose hope.
I felt like I was one of those broken kids, and that's all I want to do. I just want to help those kids who feel anything like I felt when I was younger, because I felt like, you know, my life was never going to get better once upon a time. And I felt that, you know, that no matter how hard I worked, I would still just be stuck and still be struggling. But then when I found God in my life, he brought this new light to me and he told me to put trust in him, and I did it. And whenever I was ready to go crazy, you know, whenever I was ready to go crazy and give up everything that I worked hard for, God was like, no, you don't. And when God grabs you by your ponytail and tell you, no, you're not gonna do something, you're not gonna do it. So God definitely was there with me throughout all the hard times, and he just blessed me and he told me, I want you to give these kids some hope, because when I got just a little bit of hope, look how far I ran with it.
Clarissa's own family attested to her personal drive. Her sister Brianna Shields recalled how some people felt about a female boxer chasing a dream.
Some people said she was too cute to be boxing. Some people said she shouldn't box, period. Some people said, let her do it, let her find herself, let her fight. And I mean, it was so many different things happening, but it's her heart. It's her heart and the way that she built is where she come from that made her who she is today. That made her that ambition she got. You can't find that in nobody else. That drive she got to win, you're not gonna find that in nobody else. You're not.
Clarissa's aunt, Rose Copeland, echoed those sentiments.
It's unbelievable. And it's so exciting, you know, at the same time. The little girl that I used to keep, my little niece that I used to keep, that used to come over my house and visit with me, and I take her to the store and take her to church, and now she's a big gold medalist. I'm like, oh my God, you know, unbelievable, you know, and in my family. It's so exciting to me and all my family. We are very happy and very excited for her.
Clarissa Shields is looking forward to some time with her family and friends in Flint. On Thursday, the city will host another public event to honor her Olympic victory at the Dort Federal Event Center. Two celebrations in 1 week for a 2-time, one-of-a-kind champion. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.